And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the English novelist Francis Burney, born in Norfolk, 1752, who, although she published her first novel, Evelina, anonymously, nonetheless it became known that it was written by a woman. And so Francis Burney succeeded in making novel writing an acceptable enterprise for women, and her novel Cecilia of 1782 would inspire Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. It's the birthday of the British mystery writer Dorothy L. Sayers, born in Oxford, 1893, who gave us the Lord Peter Wimsey detective novels. And it's the 150th birthday of the poet William Butler Yeats, born in Dublin in 1865, born into the pro-English Protestant class in Ireland, but who nonetheless became involved in the cause of Irish nationalism because he fell in love with the Irish revolutionary Maud Gonne in 1889, who turned down his proposal of marriage, not once but many times. And it was in trying to win her hand that Yeats became a writer. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow entitled The Bridge. I stood on the bridge at midnight as the clocks were striking the hour and the moon rose o'er the city behind the dark church tower. I saw her bright reflection in the waters under me, like a golden goblet falling and sinking unto the sea. And far in the hazy distance of that lovely night in June, the blaze of the flaming furnace gleamed redder than the moon. Among the long black rafters the wavering shadows lay, and the current that came from the ocean seemed to lift and bear them away. As sweeping and eddying through them rose the belated tide, and streaming into the moonlight the seaweed floated wide, and like those waters rushing among the wooden piers, a flood of thoughts came o'er me that filled my eyes with tears. How often, oh, how often in the days that had gone by, I had stood on that bridge at midnight and gazed on that wave and sky. How often, oh, how often, I had wished that the ebbing tide would bear me away on its bosom o'er the ocean wild and wide. For my heart was hot and restless, and my life was full of care, and the burden laid upon me seemed greater than I could bear. But now it has fallen from me. It is buried in the sea, and only the sorrow of others throws its shadow over me. Yet whenever I cross the river on its bridge with wooden piers, like the odor of brine from the ocean comes the thought of other years, and I think how many thousands of care-encumbered men, each bearing his burden of sorrow, have crossed the bridge since then. I see the long procession still passing to and fro, the young heart hot and restless, and the old subdued and slow. And forever, as long as the river flows, as long as the heart has passions, as long as life has woes, the moon and its broken reflection and its shadows shall appear as the symbol of love in heaven and its wavering image here. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, The Bridge. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.